We're learning, by the way, Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos, we're learning Sefer Chesh Ben HaNefesh. It was an oversight. The shul didn't get any Chesh Ben HaNefeshes. All right, so tonight, what? Do we have use of a Xerox machine now that we have Torah moved out? Like, there used to be like a Xerox machine. Okay. For tonight, we'll get along. We'll learn the Hakdama tonight. I would say 10 is more than enough. Maybe not. Okay, well, we're on the Hakdama tonight. But not the Hakdama to the Sefer that Rabbi Sher wrote. Okay. The Hakdama that Cheshbon HaNefesh wrote. It starts much later on. It starts with the Pasuk, Chishavti Durachoy, Rashi Verglai Alei Deisecha. That's on top. Yeah, that's where it starts. That's the Hakdama.
How are you paying? 10
No,
it's just a few pages.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, we'll start with that. The next page too.
10 copies of the first 2 pages.
Yeah, I think that'll be enough. Thank you. Okay, well, let's go. Let's learn now. Chayvus Halvavus. Page Yudalus. Amar Hamachaber. Kasher Amadati Al Chayvus Mitzvus Halvavus. So, okay, he went through this whole angst that we've been learning about the last 2 weeks. And he says, I was finally aimed about the importance of all the mitzvahs which are chovos halavavos, the chiyuvan aleinu and our obligation, mimashe hezkarnu, for Isian, and I looked around, so he's back where he started. He's really back at square one. After giving all the rationales why no one wrote a sefer explaining and detailing how to do the mitzvahs of chovos halavavos, how do you acquire it, what do you do, what are its dinim, what are you supposed to think, how are you supposed to feel? Nobody's teaching this to people. It's such fundamental things. How are you supposed to be an Eved Hashem? How are you supposed to have Keniyah? How are you supposed to have Bitachon? Like, nobody's teaching it. Very easy. I saw Shehi Muznochim. They're left to the side. Who built these Sidurim, the Sefer Miyuchad Lahan. No one collected all... It sounds like the Chavetz Chaim talking about Lashon Hara. No one collected these Dinim of Chavos Halvavos and organized it in an organized pattern, in an organized way. So indeed, I realize they're taken not as aware as they should be of the chovos halavavos, kal v'chomer, and certainly asiyosim v'kiyumam, so they don't do them. He now makes the following statement. He says, Baruch Hashem, Hashem was very kind to me, and Hashem was ma'orer me from heaven to give me this thing, to make me realize this, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to fill the void that exists. The name in Achasodim, you'll appreciate the words of the next sentence if you learn Shar HaKniyah, and you learn what a person's attitude is supposed to be towards everything. This is like the perfect sentence to say. The name in Achasodim, Sheosah Hashem Yisroma B'Yisalali, the hate of me. Shehirani, Hashem put this idea in my head, like, you know, I'm not really better than anyone else, but Hashem zapped me with this idea that I was misorer, that there's a void, that there's something missing in the Jewish world, that there's a void that has to be filled. Al hazeirus al toras hamatzpun, the hidden chokhma, which is what he calls chodes halvavos. So it's interesting, you know, he said so much already, and it's a little repetitive to us, it seems repetitive. And now he's going to again say something, but I think there's something instructive here, that he's describing now, okay, so he's ready to sit and write the Sefer, he's ready to fill the void that exists, and he thanks Hashem for making him realize that this void exists. So the first thing he does, he says, his chakesi al itfos dor ha-yeshorim shekadamuni, I went back to previous doors, and as I'm looking at my door, and I'm seeing, I don't know, man, there's like a real void here. But so then I stepped back, and I went back in time, so to speak. I looked back in previous doors. Umatzasi, and I saw b'meshanim salonu aleihem. I see that what we have from Chazal, you learn through Gemaras, he says. If you learn through Sfarim, and you see how Chazal conducted themselves. Again, he's living in the 1100s. Turn of the right, living in the 1100s. So he it's after Gemara and it's after the Tkufas HaGaonim. It's like the tail end of the Gaonim. So he says, if you look at what we have given over to us in the conduct, in the life of the previous Doros of Chazal, Kiyas Asguskam B'mitzvah Shehen Chovosam, their involvement in these mitzvahs of Chovos Halvavos, which is obligatory every moment, it envelops so much of a person's life, his whole attitude, everything he does. Even the mitzvahs Eivorim are empowered and given meaning by Chovos Halvavos. Their involvement in figuring out what to do and what to think about and how to feel was much more, and they took much more seriously from their hisaskus beprote hadinim hamishpatiim, from the technicalities of the other mitzvahs, of mitzvahs leivorim, and he goes the kushios hasheilos hanadiros and asking shilas, like rear shilas. They didn't involve themselves in that. They didn't learn like that. He says hishtadlusum hoisa. How did they learn Torah? They learned klali hadinim. They learned the basic principles. The Yasodi Hamutar Va'asr, they learned the basic principles of what's mutter and asr, because you have to know what to do. Like, that's for sure. You have to know what to do. You can't surprise yourself out of doing the mitzvahs. So, but they learned the basics. It's like we would say, they learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They learned the basics. They understood, they knew the fundamentals. And then, what would they spend the whole day doing? Well, you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Like, now what? So he says, like, instead of turning around, I'm extrapolating, instead of turning around and like writing a Magen Avraham and a Taz and a Machzor Shekel and a Mishnah Berurah and an Aruch HaShulchan, instead of doing all of that, they spent their time on Chovos Halvavos. But really, it doesn't mean like really, working and working and struggling that they should do things lishma. They shouldn't do things for kavod. They shouldn't do things for schar. They shouldn't do things because people will hold of them. That's what they spent their day struggling with, he says. V'chodos li bosehem. And then if a shayla would come up, v'chodos man shira shayla, the proti adinim hanadirim shabem, if a shayla would come up, that wasn't simple. It was an unusual case. So they would delve into it with their seichel. They would extrapolate from the principles, what's the din. Like, they didn't make a big deal out of it, he's saying. V'lom din dinom en aklolom hamukubolom biyodom. He says, but they didn't speculate, they didn't anticipate, like, what would be in such and such a case. They didn't think about it. Whoa, what does he mean by that? He means what he said before, that the people who do that are looking for kavod. He was very harsh. He said, people who do that are looking for kavod. I said, it might not apply, like I said before, like the way people learn nowadays in yeshivas, they're really searching out for the principles of which he speaks. A lot of the lumdus you'll hear tonight, I hope, finds favor in your eyes. A lot of the lumdus and iyun that we do nowadays, thanks Rav Chaim, and that really revolutionized learning, is really a search for principles, which the Chavos Halvavos is okay with. He's against pilpul, you would say, but a search for principles is always, he's fine with. So a lot of the learning nowadays is like focused on a search for principles. But getting back to what he is saying, he's saying because they didn't care about kavod and because this, so it would be like saying they learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they knew what to do, they felt they had enough to get through the day. If a shayla would come up, so they would then think about it. But what did they spend that day on? Bitachon, making sure they're doing things lishma, making sure that they have the right attitude towards their fellow Jew, making sure that they have tohar hamaisim, making sure they have kniya. That's what they spent their time on. V'mo yehutzchu lifsikas hadin. So if it was a portion of the din, I could say that 85% of shailos that come to me are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you can leave me alone. The only trick would be that if I knew Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it wouldn't be so bad. If my Yadina Poshet the Barman, I call him, so they would paskin the din. If they had to extrapolate from a principle, so they would use their svara, and they would extrapolate from a principle. If they had a machlokes, like, life was much simpler than apparently. If it was a machlokes, they would go basarov, acharabim lahatos. I'm like flying through a few lines. Okay, and that's what they would do. but they spent their focus on character development, on attitude development, and on, again, bitachon, emuna, understanding Hashem, kenia, tohar hamaisa, and all the things that are the names of the prokem here. He's talking about the previous doiris. He's talking about Chazal. And Mitzvah Hashem Sunday night, he'll bring down Gemaras. He will prove what he's saying from Gemaras. That's what the focus of their energies was. That's what the focus of their day was.
And then we're moving back.
That's going, what? 39.